There are stories that don't always make the headlines, that live in the hearts of those who fight the hardest battles. For the next few weeks on the Power Hour, we open the door to those stories. Stories of little fighters facing cancer with courage beyond their years, guided by a man who refuses to let them walk alone. Kashif from the Kids Cancer Foundation, walking every journey, every high, every heartbreak alongside the children and their families. This is more than a segment. This is a journey of courage, compassion, and real stories that will stay with you. Stay with us, because over the next few weeks, these voices need to be heard.
Good evening to the beautiful listeners of Radio KC. My name is Kashif Lekay, founder of the Kids Can Cancer Foundation and cancer survivor and proud father. Did you know that in South Africa we lose between 3 and 5 children every single day to childhood cancer? That's between 800 and 1,000 little lives lost every year. Every Wednesday evening, we use this platform to shine a light on the journeys of children and families who are quietly fighting battles most of us could never imagine. Not because we want sympathy, but because every child deserves to be seen, heard, and remembered. Tonight, I'd like to share a story of a little boy who left a permanent mark on my heart. His name is Ziyad Martinez. When we first met Ziyad in November 2022, he was only 4 years old. He had been diagnosed with neuroblastoma, an aggressive childhood cancer that had developed down on his kidneys. But what struck us wasn't only his diagnosis, it was the life he was returning home to. His mom, Shakina, was 6 months pregnant, unemployed, and trying to hold the family together while living in a tiny bungalow in Gouda without electricity. Imagine that for a moment, a little boy fighting cancer, a mother expecting another baby, 2 more children at home, months spent traveling between Porterville Hospital and Tigerberg Hospital, all the while wondering whether there would be enough food on the table, whether the children were warm enough at night, and whether home was even a suitable place for a child trying to recover from chemotherapy. As parents, we often think that cancer is the biggest battle, but for many of the families we meet, cancer is only one part of the struggle. Poverty, hunger, poor living conditions, transport, these become battles too. That is why at the Kids Can Cancer Foundation, we believe our work cannot stop at the hospital doors. Healing isn't only about chemotherapy. Healing is about dignity. It's about making sure that when a child comes home after treatment, they have a home bed to sleep on, nutritious food to eat, and a safe place to recover. We had the privilege of walking alongside Ziyad and the family throughout this journey. Sadly, despite fighting with incredible courage, Ziyad passed away in December 2023 at just 5 years old. But the heartbreak didn't end there. His family didn't even have the financial means to bury him. That night, we began making phone calls, reaching out to our community, trying to secure a burial site so that this little warrior could be laid to rest with dignity every child deserves. Later, I had the honor of climbing into the grave alongside Ziyad's father to help lower his tiny body into the ground. As a father myself, that is something I will carry with me for the rest of my life. Standing there, I made a promise to myself that our work would never simply be about helping children through treatment. It would be about walking every step of the journey with their families, whether that journey leads to remission or heartbreak. Only weeks later, another devastating reality confronted this family. They had also lost the roof over their heads. So together with our supporters, we launched a campaign to build them a safe home, not just 4 walls and a roof, but a place where healing, hope, and dignity could begin again. You see, Ziyad's story reminds us that childhood cancer doesn't only attack a child's body. It often attacks a family's finances, their emotional well-being, their living conditions, and sometimes even their hope. As we close this evening, I'd like to ask you to remember families like Ziyad's. If you know someone who's walking a difficult journey, reach out to them, offer a meal, offer a lift, offer a prayer, and offer your time. Because sometimes the smallest act of kindness becomes the biggest source of hope. If you'd like to learn more about the children we support through the Kids Can Cancer Foundation, please visit our social media platforms and read their stories, because behind every diagnosis is a child who still dreams, a parent who still hopes, and a family who still believes tomorrow can be a better than today. This is Kashif Lakay from the Kids Can Cancer Foundation. Thank you for listening. Until next week, be kind to one another. Hold your loved ones a little closer. And remember that sometimes hope begins when somebody simply chooses to care. Good night and may peace be with you all.
Op daardie noot wil ek baie dankie sê vir Kashif Lakay. Ons stap op pad saam met Kids Cancer deur die Crochet March story. En so het ons begin hande vat met die vechters wat daar is, wat baie jonkoek is. Het gaan nie net oor geld nie, dit gaan oor omgee. Dit gaan oor gesels met die vechters. Is jy okay? Hulle nodig net iemand om na te luister. Want somtijds raak die families uitgeput. So ek doen 'n beroep, skakel in by Kids Cancer. Hoor wat jy kan doen, hoor of jy net 'n oor kan gee, of net 'n drukkie kan gee. Soms dit is al wat ons nodig het.